Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Boom.
The camera's moved. My kids have been homeschooling. We're late starting because the pizza came late. It really has been an awful evening, guys. We're late starting. The pizza came at 20. It's about 18 minutes to the hour.
It's an outrageous time for a pizza.
It's 2 for Tuesday. Here's the thing I've noticed about 2 for Tuesday. I think it's more expensive than normal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because that pizza, four medium pizzas, two sides and a Coke, it's about 58 quid.
What the ball?
It's cheaper to use the other coupons. Mandy has just subscribed.
Thank you.
We reached our target. We're getting a new studio. Oh, balls. Stop unplugging my stuff. And if you unplug it, plug it back in, you little sods. By that, I mean it's an extra camera and a green screen. We got it. It's coming. Monday, we aim to have an extra studio. And we're calling it the Isabel Wing.
Yes.
Because Isabel donated a significant amount. Everyone donated and every donation counted. But Isabel donated a significant amount. We're calling it the Isabel Wing. So, Isabel, thank you. Mm. And all Isabels. Now it's buzzing.
All the Isabels and some Elizabeths, because those names are related.
Elizabeth means my God is satisfaction. Named after Elisheba. How do I know that? When I was 17, I fancied a girl called Elizabeth, so I wrote a song about her. Now!
My God.
Yeah!
Looked her name up in a book?
In a book, yeah, I did. I wrote a song about her. I like to research some of my songs. Some of my songs are spons. Some I like to research.
Here's the thing. My middle name is Elizabeth, and I did not know that.
Okay. I've
never been wooed by a creepy guy.
I may be a little bit slow on the uptake tonight, because I've got a lot of wax has become stuck in my eardrum.
Embedded.
It's become embedded in my eardrum. I have no idea why. But my right ear, it's you know when you go swimming and you just can't?
Yeah.
It's that. So that's a real shame. Busy show tonight. Mark Mason's coming on the show.
Yeah, we better send
Who's him Mark Mason?
We sent him a request.
He didn't write this book, but he's written books that kind of look like this.
Well, in that they've got pages.
Yep. I haven't sent him a thing. We'll send him a thing in a bit.
Send him one.
Matty, 25 months. Can I have a refund? No refunds, please. So we've got one more. For now, little donation thing. We want to get a P.O. box number so that you can send us stuff.
Please.
We're going to get a P.O. box number. So if you want to donate, we changed the donate. Oh, I changed it. Look at this. Oh, hang on. Look at this. I've been busy. Oh, no, balls. Hang on a minute. That is not the donate link. I thought I'd updated Nightbot.
Yeah.
Let me update Nightbot. That is not the donate link. That is not the donate link. That will take you to something I have updated number. So donate, edit. Don't worry.
Hi, Sinjin. Sinjin's in the house.
TLNA. Right. So we got to donate. What if we weren't in a bubble, Jimmy? What would that be to you? There it is. Streamlabs.com/TLNA. I've changed it. You want to donate? We're going to get a PO box number so you can send us post. Now, I've also added. I've been very busy. been buying a lot of stuff actually on Facebook Marketplace. So I've also added somewhere, but I don't know where. Ah, no.
Donuts.
Thank you, Mickey McKinney. Well, that's fun to say, sir.
Mickey McKinney.
Isn't that fun?
Donuts.
Phoebes, thank you. So, hang on a minute. I've also, this is going to be so worth it.
Yeah.
Please. Shut up, big boy. Streamlabs. You might see Big Boy. He might come on a lap in a minute.
He's right here.
You can pick him up. If you show him both hands slowly and go towards him slowly, you'll be able to pick him up. You've got to grab him.
I don't want to be the one that gets mauled by a cat on
Oh, I've been scratched to be a reason. Streamlabs donate gold. Right, hang on a minute.
He's coming.
He doesn't really jump up. He's only jumped up on me twice. Right, hang on. Oh, here we go. 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 Log in. Here we go. Here we go. Right, here we go.
We're going. Where are we going?
We're going here. I've added something, and it's going to be so. It's going to be so great that it actually scares me at how great this is going to be. Okay, we got that. So, we're going to copy that. We're going to paste the. Oh no, no, no! We're not going to copy that. We're going to set that.
He's enjoying my bag as only a big cat can.
We're going to go there. We are going to save. This is going to be so great. You're going to think, Jesus, Ian, what is going on with you? How did you know this?
So exciting.
Copy, 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 copy. It won't let me paste. Okay. So all right. So what we're going to do, we're going to add widgets. Add source. Add source. There we go. Add source. And it's worked. It's worked first time. We've got a follower goal.
Oh, where are you going to put that? Oh, right, over me.
We've got a follower goal. So we want to get, we've got 49 days to get to 16,000. There's nowhere else on the screen.
It's all right, I can have a little sleep behind it.
We've got 49 days to get to 16,000. So that's, so we got some really, that's a different colour, isn't it?
Yes, slightly.
It's close enough though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's slightly longer as well.
Make a big R.
I would say the top one is more of a magenta. And that one's verging on the...
Fixed it.
Oh, no.
Well, the thing is, I'm doing it with I'm doing it on a sliding scale here. Look, this is what I'm dealing with. Did you reckon that? That'll do it.
It's more of a blue, yeah.
More of a blue.
It is. It's more of a bluey pink.
Okay, well, it's gone now. It's gone now. We've lost it. We've actually lost the bloody thing.
It's not my fault.
Donation goal.
Start any of this.
We've lost it. We've lost it. Unbelievable. You, people like you. Oh, no, it's on the wrong thing. There it is. That's close enough.
No, that's more of an orangey.
It's close enough, love. Anyway, it's going to be
Donuts.
Thank you, Laura. So this is the fun. If you're new here, please, Joe, go and read your Cliff Richards book. If you're new here, it's Chad, isn't it, with the nose hanging over. Remember Chad?
Yeah.
What, no fish?
What, no chips?
That's going to go there. If you have it there, you can't really see. It's a different colour. You can't really see because you can't take in both images at the same time. You can only look at one and the other. And the human memory, and I know this because I've studied Bowlby and Ainsworth, the strange situation test, cannot take it in. Now, I'm going to play you a bit of Alan Bezick's show from last night.
Oh, this is what you've been promising all day.
But it's not Alan Bezick. It's not a caller. It's a newsreader. If you heard this story, do not share it in the chat, right? I was in bed. I was dropping off. When I finish the show, I go to bed and I start Alan Bezick's show from the start, from 10 o'clock, right? So can someone follow us just to make sure that this works? So it's on 15,442. We'd like it to go to 15,443. So if someone could just drop a follow, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Tasty.
Thank you. Oh, £5 from Just Rini towards the PO box. Thank you. Someone could just follow. Could someone just follow?
They really don't want to follow, do they?
Blam has followed. It's gone up by one. Thank you. This is great. Right. This is some news story. The 11 p.m. news, Spiderfish. You heard it, right? You heard it. I sat up. I could This is so great. This is the greatest news story ever told, right? It's at 11 p.m.
It's so details good. Details for that day.
So good.
And he turned around to go in and said...
Hang on.
Industry this evening, Mr. to set
or contact their GP practice.
Here we go. All right.
Until now, we've said please wait for NHS.
In the UK, has avoided a prison sentence. The Old Bailey heard how the boy had collected a significant amount of far right material, including instructions on how to build bombs, assault rifles, and Molotov cocktails. Daniel de Simone reports.
The city judge.
The two red.
Teenager was vulnerable and had an abnormal childhood, instead handing him a two-year rehabilitation order. He said the defendant now had a chance to put his behaviour behind him.
Merseyside police say they're investigating death threats made against the Premier League referee Mike Dean and his family. He's faced criticism for two red cards in matches last week, both of which were overturned on appeal. Police have fined a man for...
Police... have fined a man.
Yeah. What did he do?
He broke lockdown.
Right.
He's got an excuse.
He said the defendant now had a chance to put his behaviour behind him.
Merseyside police say they're investigating death threats made against the Premier League referee Mike Dean and his family. He's faced criticism for two red cards in matches last week, both of which were overturned on appeal. Police have fined a man for breaching coronavirus restrictions after he was found sitting naked in his car without a reasonable excuse. The man, who was parked in a car park in Derbyshire, claimed he'd taken several wrong turns after making a journey to buy a packet of wet wipes. Police also find another man who was sitting in another car with his clothes on in the same car park.
Come on now.
I wonder what might have been happening there.
Isn't that the best story you've ever heard? Isn't that the best story? Why are you sitting naked in your car? Well,
Funny thing, you know,
trying to buy some
this.
Wet wipes, and I've taken a series of wrong turns. Let's have that again.
He said the defendant now had a chance
story,
to put his behaviour behind him.
Merseyside police say they're investigating death threats made against the Premier League referee Mike Dean and his family. He's faced criticism for two red cards in matches last week, both of which were overturned on appeal. Police have fined a man for breaching coronavirus restrictions after he was found sitting naked in his car without a reasonable excuse. The man, who was parked in a car park in Derbyshire, claimed he'd taken several wrong turns after making a journey to buy a packet of wet wipes. Police also find another man who was sitting in another car with his clothes on in the same car park. You're up to date. It's 3 minutes past 11.
Alan Bezick's Late Night Phone-In. Call 0800 218 2255. BBC Radio Manchester and BBC Radio Lancashire.
What an idiot. Sitting in his car naked. Doesn't he know he's got to wear a mask?
Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Bezick, thank you. As Dave says, strange to have two unconnected crimes so close together.
Isn't it?
I didn't hear all of last night's show, but that was the highlight for me. Welcome to the late night alternative. I'm having trouble with...
life.
Does that move? Do these bend?
Don't think so.
They don't, do they?
No.
Let's get the phones open. I want to get the phones.
Let's get those phones ringing.
I want to get the phones ringing.
Ring a ding dinging. Have you sent that?
No.
Ring yet? Do it. He'll be worried.
He'll work it out. He's a bright lad. Someone called Benita Sinclair.
Oh, that sounds legit.
Has called. Let's call Benita back. And I'm not even going to have my hand on the dumb button. This is real life.
Hello.
Hello, Benita.
Yeah.
Hello, Benita. How are you?
I'm fine.
What are you doing?
I'm shopping.
Beautiful. Look at that, man. What are you going to get?
Oh, get some wet wipes. I know someone who needs them.
How can we help you, Benita? You sent us a lovely little message.
I know. That was a mistake. I was looking for someone named Tina.
Oh.
Oh, no, Benita. We are TLNA. Hey, Benita, do you recognize either of us?
No, I don't.
Did you ever watch I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why.
You don't remember the strawberries?
No.
Oh, Benita! I'm a huge celebrity. Benita, you've got to put the mask over your nose. Benita!
An accessory to a crime.
Look at that beautiful smile, though. What a lovely smile.
Yeah, I must keep it covered. I'm in the store.
Yes, so. You'll be naughty, 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 naughty. What are you having for your tea tonight, Benita?
Oh, well, I'm making some fish with some vegetables.
Oh, fish and vegetables. We had Domino's.
I should have had fish and vegetables.
Yeah, we had Domino's. Well, Benita, it's lovely to talk to you. You feel free to get in touch with us anytime you want.
Thank you very much.
Lots
so
of love.
So that was a mistake after I found the person who I was looking for.
But what a mistake. And can I just say, we're on Twitch right now. You've got 500 people watching you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you're a star. You're an internet celebrity.
Ooh.
Ooh, look at that, working it.
Lots of love, Benita. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Put that mask on.
Bye-bye-bye. Put the mask on. Don't kill people. Thank you, Ice Cream Gravity. The donate link below the stream is the old link. You're absolutely right. Thank you.
By the way, we doubted Benita Sinclair.
She was great.
That's one of the best names I've ever heard.
She was the best caller we've ever heard. And it was an accident.
She's quite dangerous. But apart from that, she's
going around killing people.
Yeah.
But it was an accident. It was the equivalent of a pocket dial. Beautiful. I need to just go to the channel and check to it. Thank you, Amy. Thanking you, sir. Thank you, sir. Got to change the thing here. That was a great. Thank you, sir.
Oopsie-daisy. Oh, we're getting doubled.
That was great, wasn't it? That's what it was all about. That's what it was all about. So change that. Edit panels. So we're getting the new studio.
Yeah.
We're getting it.
It's not really a studio, is it? But yes.
Well, no, hang on this. Catherine, I don't think you understand the rules.
The Isabel wing.
So we're getting a new studio. It's just a camera. Yeah. That's how you do it, right? You want to have a go?
Yeah. We're getting a new studio. We're not. It's just a camera.
See? So we're going to have that set up on Monday. And I'm thinking Monday. Well, let's come up with four options of where
we can put it.
The new. Well, I might be getting rid of my guitars. I'm getting rid of the piano. The piano's going. And the guitars. The guitars, apart from my acoustic, because I like to write musicals on that. The other guitars, we're going to go in the... One of them's worth $2,500.
Is it?
Monkey's Gretsch. I remember I was still married when I got that. Actually, I think I paid about £1,600 for it. It's probably worth about $2,000. And the marriage was not going great. And it arrived. I was buying a lot of stuff on eBay and this guitar arrived. And my wife said...
Donuts.
Oh, that's good. Thank you, Philbert. I said, yeah, it's £1,600. She goes, great, great. When are you getting rid of it? And I went, right, okay. But she was right. So I'm thinking of getting rid of the guitars. Mm. But they're up in the upstairs, they're in the attic room, which no one goes in.
In the music room.
They're in the music room now. The piano, I think I'm getting rid of the piano. I think it's going. It's a shelf, as you said. It's a shelf. It's a dust gatherer. So, yeah, that's happening. So Monday, we're going to have a new studio. And that's by the by. We've got a new studio on Monday. But also on Monday, we thought we'd like to do part of the show as an outside broadcast.
Oh, did we? It's a bit cold. I'll put a jumper on.
Pete's called us. Let's call Pete back. So we're going to come up with four options of where we could come live from. Peter!
So, who do you run out of loo roll then?
Sorry?
Who do you run out of loo roll then?
Who's run out of loo roll?
Wet white man.
Wet white man. Because, I mean, we've been there. We've all been there.
I haven't been there.
Cats are in the bin.
The cats are in the bin again! We were in the living room earlier on, and he had the door open. We were sitting right opposite the kitchen. And I heard this sort of rustling. I said, who's that in there rustling about? Put the big light on. All the cats had managed to get in the cat food cupboard, and they were filling their... If they'd been wearing boots, they'd have been full.
Here's what happened. She said, can you hear a rustle? And I said, no. She goes, there's a rustle out in the kitchen. I said, no. And so we turned the TV off, and I was really quiet. And so you could hear very faintly, and Geminis are going to have a great time.
That's a, I was a joke for the kids.
I was going to ask Brando Howard, so at least I was a bit more culturally up to date.
Get to the point, Peter. Stop calling me old in your posh way. How you doing, man? Not spoken to you for a while. You're right.
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm starting to kind of... Yeah, I'm a bit more levelled out than I have been in the last few weeks. You know, I started new meds, so last week I was very tense and quick to anger.
When did your mood change? Because I think that's the Peter's default setting, isn't it?
No, not normally. Normally, I'm just anxious and grumpy.
The quick to anger.
Yeah. The fury was new.
The fury. He's going to send forces.
Exactly, it was sharper last week, but yeah, I'm hopefully leveling out a bit. I mean, I spoke to him today. We're going to increase the dosage a bit more. So
I don't use. Why would you? Okay, can I ask you a personal question?
You can try.
Do you use wet? Well, I can ask it. Do you use wet wipes as toilet paper then? Because that's wrong.
No, but if he's run out, then I mean, I don't know what state that car seat's going to be in.
I don't know why you think that the wet wipes are necessarily for an adult's bum.
Well, it's the only explanation I could think of.
Well, quite. Why else would a grown man be naked in his car unless there'd been some sort of spillage?
And why was the other one even mentioned?
It was a wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I mean, can they not just set up a Zoom meeting?
Thank you, Pete. We missed Dave Scott. That was some news story. I've been so excited all day to play that to you because I know that's right up your strata.
Whichever police press officer wrote that up was having a lovely time.
My hair is looking fab, isn't it?
Mine's looking awful. I really need a haircut.
Okie dokie.
Hey, Finn.
Hey.
Speaking of people needing haircuts.
Dave Scott.
Scotty.
Hello. All right.
Hello, mate.
So, you were... Hi, both. So you were obviously talking about Bezic earlier and last night. And obviously the poor lady from the other night got a lot of stick about not knowing the difference between a duck and a fish.
Yeah, that's true.
So I thought I might give you a bit of a test. I know it's not games night, but, you know.
We don't... Well, we need to talk about... We don't actually have a plan for the days anymore, nights. It's all been thrown up in the air. So we'll talk about that in a bit. But, yeah, okay, go on, let's have it.
Right, so I've got six names. Some are ducks and some are fish.
Okay.
So if we go one at a time. So, Ian, if you go first. A ruin. R-O-U-E-N.
Please don't spell it.
Is it a duck or is it a fish?
Please don't spell it. It's a duck.
Cool. Catherine?
Yes.
A gooseneck.
I feel like I'm being led to duck, but... And I'm going to go there. A duck.
It's a fish.
It's a fish.
Why?
Mate.
Why?
Why?
Why? That's what leads to confusion to my northern sisters.
Why?
Yeah.
Okay, so back to Ian. A ling.
Sorry?
A ling.
It's a duck.
Do you want me to spell that one?
No, it's a duck. Next.
No, it's a fish.
No, it's a duck.
Definitely a fish.
Have you seen its feet?
I haven't.
Well then.
So, Catherine, a cayuga.
Cayuga.
All right, we know she's hot, but let's... But give us the question. Catherine, cayuga.
Is it a... fish?
It's a duck.
Are you texting while you're doing this? Are we keeping you?
No, these are my notes. Jesus. These are my notes.
I remember your first call.
It is a duck.
You were so...
We're not doing very well so
now
far.
The arrogance just seeping. Well, his first call, he was so lovely. And I thought, what a lovely, gentle soul.
And then we left him on a cruise ship.
Oh, God. Just the arrogant, it's cocksureness.
I did have to remember to change that background because I have just been joining every Skype call with that background on recently.
Hey, have you seen the Zoom meeting? Where it's like you found it. What is it?
It's
good. We'll
a lot. A lot of the Americans are doing sort of Zoom.
Is it the judge?
Lawyer meetings. Yeah. So they're doing a hearing on Zoom, and someone's got the cat filter on, and they can't.
And he
turn
had
it
to
off.
Explain he wasn't a cat.
We'll find that in a minute. That is funny, man.
So I've got two more to just try and redeem yourselves. So Ian, a silver apple yard. Is it a duck or a fish?
To the answer to my sister's question, no. It's just easier than writing it. But did you notice the people that kept reappearing in the line? Sorry, we're talking about a movie, Dave, because this game is balls.
A silver...
fish.
Apple. Silver apple yard.
Fish.
It's a duck.
Right, this guy's getting my nerves. He's gone. I'm not in the mood tonight.
I don't think I got one right.
Okay.
Turns out this duck fish thing is trickier than you thought.
Let us find the lawyers.
Check out my feed, man.
Can you get? I've
blocked me. I know.
Can you guys hear a buzz? It's hot. I just turned the heater.
Not the thing because I'm getting. Oh, I know what it is. Bouncing off the disco ball because I get occasional zaps there.
I only got the heat on because the boys are here and they complain.
Yeah, I complain. You don't listen to me.
I don't listen to you. If you die, I ain't going to get social services on me. If they die, I'm in big trouble. Social services, their mum, their grandparents, the school, their friends.
Yeah.
God.
General Child fans.
Here we go. This is great.
Filter hang on, turned
this is
on. Great.
So this is on in the video court.
Recording of live stream is prohibited.
Let's put that up there. Okay, so you can see. Here we go.
And I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to
can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to. But,
poor little cat is so cute.
I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I can see that.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat. We've turned up our volume a little bit, guys. Right. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. I really want to get this show. I want to get this show buzzing. I want to get this show cooking. I want to get this show rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling.
How about you send that link to our guest? He's coming on in 3 minutes.
No, he's coming on at 9:30.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I forgot it wasn't 9:00 that we'd started. I forgot that we started early. That's embarrassing, man.
It's embarrassing, man. Embarrassing, man. Hey, have you? I've got my new character. Embarrassing, man. Just bang your mum.
You don't need to do anything.
Okay, McPaul's. Thank you so much for the bits. McPaul's website, by the way. Have you seen his website?
I have seen his website.
The picture's a bit blurry.
Blurred, yeah. But I think
I didn't go beyond the picture because it's bad workman's shit. Workman's shit. 0203. 286-6370. Let's get this. Let's do it. I want to get some calls. Want to get some calls.
That's how you do it. Click at them.
Drop us a follow, guys. Please drop us a follow and we've got 49 days to reach a goal, an arbitrary goal that I set because I knew how to do. Let's have the screen full of targets, sub-target bits, followers. Just have the screen full of targets.
Yeah.
So that all of the targets are there.
Yoga targets, that's what I need.
Tyler, big up yourself, Tyler. And Plums. Plums is here. Oh, I'm tired after that start. Let's play some adverts for all the non-subs, for all the scummy nons. Oh, actually, I'll be rude about when they've gone. We love everyone, even the non-subs. Good. They are scumbags. Let them go and watch a crappy advert for some shit on Amazon starring James May. I'll watch that crap.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We might have an issue in that I want to punch him and then kiss him. No, that I might have set this for the wrong...
I think he can hear you.
Oh, can, shit, can he?
Yes.
Bugger. Hello, Mark!
I can hear you, Ian, if you can hear me.
Hey, man, it's nice to see you.
Now, just so that you, you're not too alarmed, I heard that you wanted to punch me, but I didn't join in time to find out why you wanted to punch me. Have I done something wrong? If it's technology in me, I may well have done something
I
wrong.
I said I wanted to punch you and I wanted to kiss you.
He's just a confused man.
You, Mark, it's so lovely to see you. And
likewise, Ian. And Kath, how are you doing?
Good. We got in touch with you because someone phoned up yesterday. One of our callers phoned up and was talking about Walk the Line, saying that they had read... Had he read it recently?
He'd read it because he'd heard you talking to us on the radio station.
Yeah, and he
Wanted to complain that you'd recommended this terrible
He wants to punch
book.
You and kiss you. and we both went, oh, my God, why haven't we asked Mark on the show?
Oh.
It was like a huge glaring error.
I've been waiting.
He sat in that. It looks like your attic. Is this an attic office that we're seeing?
It sort of is. And the reason I've chosen this angle is that picture you can see there is not actually a Walk the Lines picture. It's a... you know that they do it in wrapping paper in the sort of more expensive card shops and gift shops, which is actually so beautiful as wrapping paper that no one ever uses it. They just frame it.
Yes.
You know, you get old maps of things and different types, you know, old printouts from encyclopedias and things. And that is one that someone found for me when my, not the Walk the Lines book, I did another book that was based around postcode areas of the UK, one fact per postcode area. That's a map of London split up into its postcode areas. So I don't know what detail you've got, but you might be able to make out the river, but it says where SE is and where SW is and where W is and all that sort of thing. So it took us back to one of our previous chats, Ian, and I thought of you.
First question. Well, the first time we met was when I was filling in for not Gary Crowley, the other guy.
Yes. Robert Elms on BBC London.
Robert Elms on BBC London, and it was a strange old week, and you were one of the guests on it. And that was for Walk the Lines, wasn't it? The book where you walked every London Underground station, but on the ground, overground.
Above ground, that was it. Yeah, I think it must have been that. It was either that or it was the one afterwards, which was Move Along, Please, which was Land's End to John O'Groats by Local Bus. I've got a feeling that... if it was 2011, which I think it was Walk the Lines. So, yes, it was one of my deeply intellectual books packed full of trivia. Yeah.
And you came back from BBC London and said, I found this guy and he's written this book, and you explained it to me and I went, what, really?
Yeah, it sounds dry, didn't it?
Yeah, it sounded dry ass. Yeah. And you went, no, bear with me. And you came on and wowed us. It was brilliant.
Well, no, but then you came on to BBC Three Counties as a guest to talk about how expensive funerals were. And I hadn't really read the script and I went... Mark, it's not that Mark Mason,
well,
is it?
Kath knew it was me. You knew it was me, Kath, didn't you? Because you'd got in touch to set it up. So I think you knew it was me, but you hadn't told Ian or something.
No, I don't think it was me that set it up.
I don't think it was.
I would have left a list of things to do and gone home, which was what you do when you're the early morning producer.
But we kind of keep crossing paths. We're all over the place here. Let's get back to basics first, because we've got a load of people just joining us from a raid from Lenny Beige. This is Mark Mason. Mark Mason is a writer, knows trivia, and writes books that contain lots of trivia, but delivered within an interesting format. Yeah. We mentioned Walk the Lines, which is where you decided to walk all of the London Underground, but you walked it overground. The postcode book, where you had a fact about each postcode. but it's really interesting. And you mentioned the bus book. Move along, please. That is my favourite of all of them. That's the one that even now, several years later, I just keep thinking back to it. Because you travelled from Land's End to John O'Groats on bus, but not National Express. It was like you get the number 43 as far as it would go, then you change and you get the number 192B, and you did it like that. And I that's the one, every now and then I will find myself thinking about you on a bus in the middle of nowhere. I really, really do.
Oh, cheers, Ian. That's really sweet, because no one, but that tends to be the one that people don't latch onto, because there's something sexy about the tube. Yeah. There's something not sexy about postcodes, but everyone sort of knows their own postcode area. But there's something about buses that just doesn't seem to, you know, it hasn't got the sexiness of the tube. But it's really sweet. That's your equivalent of being Alan Partridge in Preferring Wings to the Beatles.
Yes.
Yes. And that
Wings, the band the Beatles could have been.
Yes, indeed. So that's really sweet. You should say that. Thanks, mate. It was 46 local buses lent to the country, and it was it was one of those with great scope for doing the eavesdropping thing that I love doing. And I know that I always end up saying this when we talk, but my favourite ever eavesdrop.
Oh, hang on, Kat's dying. What's wrong?
I was trying to rise above it. I was trying to be professional. She's going to go off and choke somewhere else. If at any point you have to go and do the Heimlich, Ian, do the Heimlich.
And people ask why we're not on national radio anymore. It's because we're shit. Oh, I've just put the link. There's the link for Mark's website. You can go and look at all of the books that we're talking about. And I'll post it a couple more times during the chat, because they really are a joy. Go on. Sorry, Mark.
As usual, we've got sidetracked already, because I've just reminded myself something about the Heimlich. Did you see Mr. Heimlich, who invented the Heimlich? When he died, which was only about 3 or 4 years ago, he died at did you see this in his obits at the time? When he died at the age of, it's into his 90s, I think, and he invented it 40 or 50 years ago, but he'd never had to perform it himself in a real situation. And the only time he ever did was about 6 months before he died, in a restaurant somewhere in America, and the woman was choking, and he went to do the Heimlich manoeuvre, and then ended up saying, "You won't believe who's just done the Heimlich manoeuvre, Mr. Heimlich." And that was within about 6 months of him dying.
Have you ever done the Heimlich manoeuvre, for real?
No, but I have kind of done it on a baby.
Well, you can't do it on a baby, because that would kill them.
Well, exactly, but I've
released... You patted a baby on her back.
I had to flip her over and do it quite hard until she spat a load of stuff out.
That's not Heimlich.
This is my newborn. She was choking on... You know, like when they... that meconium stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was choking.
I asked that question because I have done the Heimlich manoeuvre for real.
What, on a person?
On an adult human being. On my mum. I was sat there and we were eating lunch and she started choking and we laugh as you do and she was laughing and she's choking and laughing and choking and the laughing gets less and then her face actually went blue. I went, oh shit, and I had to lift her up and I had to do it, and I remember I did it three times, boom boom boom, and the third time this piece of chicken just went flying across the room.
Wow.
Actually, it was incredible. I felt superhuman for doing it. It's a wonderful. You ever done it, Mark? You ever done it for real?
Sadly not. No, I'm
sadly not.
I'm so incompetent. I would be the one that had it done to them. I would be the one choking. And then if I did have to do it, I'd accidentally break someone's rib and puncture their lung and kill them.
Choking is so embarrassing, isn't it? Mm. When you're choking, it's a really embarrassing.
Well, because you're helpless and you can't tell anyone that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
I like the way it always gets cheery with us, Ian. 7 minutes.
Well, I'm trying to think of new Beatles trivia, but I can't think of any new Beatles trivia that. Oh, although did you see we're friends with Mike McCartney McGeer, Paul's brother.
I'm aware of that. Yeah,
and he's been on the show a few times, and he recently discovered a brand new picture of George, John, and Paul. There was a picture of is it the Three Eyes, I think, which is a very famous picture of them
in Soho. Is this in Soho?
No, it's not in Soho. Maybe it's the Three J's. I'm hoping that Dave is in the chat, because Dave will tell me. There's a very famous picture of them, the three of them, as kids playing. He found another picture, literally in the last 2 months, 3 months. He found another picture from that roll of film that had never been seen from like 1960 or something.
They were like in the front room, weren't they?
It was in the front room or something. And it's
Some of those early pictures where George looks so young, because in 1960, George would have been 17, yes, yeah. And John Paul would have been 18.
And they have those red rosy cheeks where they've had a beer. They've had a little bit of beer, so they've got that red flush in their cheeks that kids get.
Beautiful. I was ended up referring to, it's an old story, but I turned it into a quiz question the other day. I won't do the question, I'll just tell you the fact. It's one of my, I think it's my favourite George fact, which is that in about 2003, I think a couple of years after George died, somewhere in Los Angeles, in one of the parks in Los Angeles, they planted a tree in George's memory. But it died within about 4 or 5 years because it was struck down with an infestation of beetles. And I promise you, that's absolutely true. But in a way, you think that's what George would have wanted. You know, that was Nate getting its revenge.
Bloody beetles. How are you doing? How have you... It was a wedding reception. Thank you, Dave. And George and Paul are 15 years old in this photo. Thank you, Dave. Dave is our Dave Dogface is our Beatles. How
you know, have you... George always used to send Paul... Paul always used to send... No, yeah, George sent Paul a birthday card every year to the day he died because... Paul was born June 18th, 1942. George was born February the 25th, 1943. And so he was the 6 months older. And it always used to bother George that he was the youngest and that Paul was 6 months older. And every year to the day he died, George sent Paul a birthday card going, "Happy birthday, Paul. You're still 6 months older."
I love the Beatles so much. And it's so wonderful that 50, 60 years later, stuff is still coming out and is still being discovered. You know, it's wonderful. How have you found? Have you found the last year, Mark? Because you know, obviously, your books. You know, you like to go out and get your hands dirty, so to speak. How have you found the last year?
Travel books are a bit of a challenge to write at the moment. It has to be said, Ian. Yeah. do you know what? Without getting all heavy and into the surreal nature of how the world's living at the moment, I'm just tootling along doing something that I started doing during the first lockdown was I do a bit of writing for The Spectator. And so all the stuff that they'd got planned, as with everybody, everyone's plans went out the window. And my editor there said, what could you do that's sort of lockdown friendly? And I started doing a couple of things, one of which was... things for homeschooling, trivia every week to help parents and the children do homeschooling. Beautiful. So things like in maths, sometimes it would be the maths thing, I did 111,111 times itself. And the answer to that is you think that it's going to, and Ian, you're absolutely right to look slightly uncertain at this point. And yes, you're thinking, why the hell have we got Mason back on? Because he's... But the answer to that question, all those ones multiplied 111,111 times itself is 1,2,3,4,5,6,7,8,9,8,7,6,5,4,3,2,1. And when you write it out
do we believe him?
Yeah,
do
I'm
we
going to believe,
believe him? That's the question. Yep. He could say anything. This has been a long grooming process where he knows, for tonight, we can come on and say anything. We go, oh, that sounds really interesting. Thanks very much.
If you ever want to test it, in fact, you know what? Can I... This is where I'm so incompetent with this sort of stuff. I might cut myself off here, but bizarrely, I told someone about that today. That's why it was fresh in my memory. And she said, I don't believe it. I got home and I found a picture of it where someone's written it out as long multiplication. If I try and email that to you now, would that be... Yeah.
I've got a calculator. Can I do it? I can do it on a calculator.
Yeah, on a calculator.
Hang on, let's get a calculator.
But the thing is, when you... right. So, yeah, I think I can see that you're still seeing me. So if I go to my sense and I'll find...
Yeah.
This picture. Here we go, Ryan. If I copy this and if I send it to...
Here we go.
If I reply to the one where you sent me the Zoom link, is that...
Yep. Please do. It's open. I've got so many tabs open here because of the home schooling situation.
There you go. And if there's any way you can get that onto the screen so that everyone else can see it.
It's not...
There we go. That should...
There we go. Okay, hang on.
Got it?
Oh my God! I'm gonna get that over there. So it's...
You're looking slightly scared of this, Kathy. You sort of...
I'm really not a mathematician.
Let me download this and I'll open it up so that people don't see any.
I am,
emails.
And that's been the main challenge for me actually, homeschooling, not passing that on to my kids and making them feel like maths is just a fun quiz, and you can definitely do this.
Very often, it's the way it's taught.
Yeah.
Like okay, perfect example. My son is 11. He's in year seven, and they're doing averages at the moment. The different types of average: mean, median, and mode.
Yeah.
And I was saying, well, you have to be careful with the mean, because the mean version of the average, which is where you add up all the numbers and divide by how many numbers there are, you have to be careful. And I illustrated that with a joke about Bill Gates. Bill Gates walks into a bar in Midwestern America, and it's a bar where there's four losers in the middle of the afternoon on their fourth beer of the day, and they're all slumped over their beers. And Bill Gates walks in, and as soon as he walks in, they all jump up. The other four jump up and start celebrating. Bill Gates says, "Why is everyone so happy?" And one of the guys says, "Do you realize what you've done to our average income?" Now, if you can get that joke, you can understand what the problem is with the mean average.
Yeah.
Because four of them earn $1,000 a year or whatever, and he earns $1 billion. So the average is like $200 million a year, and it means nothing because four of them earn nothing like that, and one of them earns a lot more. So that sort of approach to maths hopefully gets it across to people.
Yeah.
So, we have it up on the screen. There we go. Catherine, would you like to read that out for us, please?
No.
Okay. But then, okay, my sister in the chat says, how do you remember all this stuff? And my question is, how do you know this? How do you kind of been pootling around on a calculator and it came up? You've obviously read that, heard that. This is a really dumb question. Where do you get your trivia from?
Just the same way that everybody gets any bit of information, yeah, which is stuff that you watch, stuff that you read, stuff that you listen to, conversations. And people always say, how do you remember that? Well, my partner always says, why do you remember that? But how do you remember it is when it's a fact that's just a beautiful fact, like a tree dedicated to one of the Beatles dying from a beetle infestation. Once you've heard that, how can you not remember it? It's just so beautiful. You don't remember. I was talking the other day to someone about, Ray Charles. A friend and I were talking about Ray Charles, and my friend said, you know, he used to fly his own plane. And I said, and apparently Ray Charles used to fly his own plane. He obviously didn't take off or land, but once they were at cruising altitude, he would go up into the cockpit, sit in the cockpit and assist on flying it. And he used to fly members of his band. They used to fly around at gigs. And then people left his band, sacked themselves from his band voluntarily, rather than go through the terror of flying in a plane. And someone said to him one day, in fact, I think it was when Billy Preston was it. Was it Billy Preston? Might have been Billy Preston was in his band for a while. Anyway, a band member said to him, why do you do this, Ray? Fly your own plane. And Ray Charles said, because it's mine. Very Ray Charles thing to say. Now, that in turn reminded me of the story that I'd heard Ray Charles's son tell once in a documentary. We all watch documentaries about Ray Charles all the time. This is the bit I remembered, that he drove his own car once as well.
Now, is that Ray Charles? Because there's
a story I've heard about Stevie Wonder.
What, driving his own car?
Yeah, apparently.
And what's the end of the story for you? What did you hear?
The story I've heard, and I've never checked it, but I've spread it, is that people are often, when they go to visit Stevie, are often astounded by him picking them up at the end of his very long drive in the car and tell him to hop in.
Ah.
But so I don't know how true that is.
Now, that's sufficiently different from the Ray Charles story that I think both of them could be true. Because the Ray Charles story was at an intersection, as they would call it, stateside. And he was sitting in the back and the chauffeur's in the front. And they wait at the light. And Ray Charles says, I want to drive the car.
Whoa.
And the chauffeur says, you can't drive the car, Mr. Charles, you're blind. And Ray Charles said, who paid for the car?
Oh, beautiful.
And the chauffeur says, you paid for the car, Mr. Charles. I'm going to drive the car. So the chauffeur gets out, sits in the back. Ray Charles sits in the front. And the chauffeur, he says to the chauffeur, tell me when the lights change. So the lights go green, pulls out, bang, smack into another car. Police are called. And the police obviously question the chauffeur and said, well, how the hell did you crash? What was the... And the chauffeur says, well, Mr. Charles was driving the car. Ray Charles stays completely silent. And the police goes, don't be sick. He's a blind man. Don't pretend. Don't try and fob it off on him and pretend that he's... And Ray Charles let the guy go for about half an hour suffering at the hands of the cops before he said, no, all right, he's telling the truth. I was driving. Now, the point of this is that once you've heard that, how can you not remember it? You know, I can't remember Ray Charles's birth date. I know that he was born in 1930, but I can't remember. I think it was September, but that's not an interesting detail, his birth date. okay, I happen to know the Beatles' birth dates, but they're a different league. You know,
everyone knows the Beatles' birth dates, right?
Once you've read so many biographies and articles about Paul McCartney, you just remember. So that's different. But you just remember the fun. It's the same as you. Every conversation we ever have is just it's tangents.
It's absolute waste of breath.
And then, you know, I did Ray Charles. Kath got us on Stevie Wonder. Oh, so you know that? Have you ever done the list of?
Here we go. You can hear the little synapses linking up. Oh, I've got another one. Here we go. Yes, go.
This list keeps growing. The records that Stevie Wonder's played the harmonica solos on. But do you happen to know of any of them?
Angels, wasn't it, by Eurythmics?
There Must Be an Angel Playing With My Heart. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, I know he played it on the awful 1985 Beach Boys album, The Beach Boys.
I know, really?
He played it on there. That's
what they used to. Well, there's another one, because I didn't know about that one. Yeah. I guess that's why they call it The Blues by Elton John.
Yeah.
And the one I only found out relatively recently, I Feel For You by Chaka Khan.
Oh, no, I did know that. I did find that out fairly recently. Whereas we've met the guy. I know you haven't met him. Me and my sister have met the guy that played the harmonica on Karma Chameleon.
Oh, right.
Because he's a PR guy, and he got me and my sister into Abbey Road to go and see a Dutch Beatles tribute band, The Analogues, playing Abbey Road live in Abbey Road. One of the most amazing evenings of my life. Judd Landers, that was it. And he has a harmonica in his pocket. He'll go.
What, at all times?
Yeah. And he goes, of course, if you don't, he's an old scouse. If you don't know, I did this. And he'll play it for you. You go, all right, yeah, fair enough.
How come he was in the. Did he used to be a proper session musician then?
He used to hang out with the Beatles around about 68. He knew Magic Alex. What was the joke? My sister's in the chat. Do you remember the story he told? He had to go and either deliver a check for one of the Beatles. He was kind of friends with not Mal Evans but or Neil Aspinall, but someone in that ilk. He was sharing a flat. He was around for 68. He was aware of Magic Alex, and he did a few jobs for them. Then I think he worked for McCartney in the 70s. He's a chancer. He's a chancer. He's a brilliant bloke. He's a PR guy now. He's just been interviewed about the rooftop concert, because I don't think he was on the roof, but I think he was in the building when the rooftop concert happened. And someone's asking the Dutch Beatles band, they're called the Analogues, and they're
like precision.
They deconstruct everything and then rebuild it, and they don't look like the Beatles, but they sound exact. And to hear them playing Abbey Road inside Abbey Road, place I'd never even been, so I was kind of had tears in my eyes being in there. Oh, it was magic. We were in the bigger studio where they did the orchestra for Day in the Life, and it was great.
It sounds great. I'm green. You can probably see the green tinge that's creeping across my face. Even
have you ever been to Abbey Road? You must
been outside it. And yeah. I've used it as a quiz question. There are two blue plaques on Abbey Road. Neither of them are to the Beatles. One of them is to someone who was something to do with some technical aspect of the studio setup. Who was particularly, I think he was, yes, he was the guy that invented stereo sound, actually.
There we go.
I forget his name now. His surname might have been Blumlein, Blumlein, I think. And that was first used at Abbey Road. But the other one is to the composer
Elgar,
who opened Abbey Road in the 30s. The first ever recording at Abbey Road was this guy conducting an orchestra with playing some of
the. I think I know. Is it Elgar? Was it Elgar?
Correct. Two points. Boyle.
Finally. No, I noticed that because I took the kids to have a look and I went, oh, that's interesting. There's nothing about the Beatles, but there's this fella out.
Bloody Beatles.
Have you ever had to film anything on the zebra crossing?
I've never filmed anything, but I've taken my picture. And when we were there, there were loads of tourists trying to take pictures, and of course, none of the cars
stop
because they just know if you stop, they're for ages. And I was like, I'm having none of that. There were visitors from abroad who wanted the picture, and I said, give me the camera. And I just went out and stopped the traffic. I said, right, come on, let's get this, let's do this properly. You know, you want to get a proper.
Yeah.
I had no qualms about.
I just sent my kids across very fast. Go on, I'll get you.
I did have to film something and got a white van driver who did the no stopping technique and went within about 6 inches of me.
Yeah.
And you know what? I still got the take.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh. It's the most useless zebra crossing in the...
And it's listed now. That zebra crossing is...
The zebra crossing is...
It's got grade whatever. It's not grade one listed, but I think it's grade two listed. They're not allowed to do anything to that zebra crossing.
Beautiful. They should get a Beatle car with 28 if in the background. You know about that?
Yeah.
The number plate. Paul McCartney would have been 28 if he wasn't dead.
Yeah.
We saw... So I didn't know that you were doing that spectator thing, and Catherine sent it to me, and I went, oh, this is interesting, but I have no idea why she's sending it to me. but I didn't realise it was you. I didn't say anything. But so it's kind of... on this day in history, but a little bit... It was significantly more interesting than that.
Well, that's the other thing that started because of lockdown, when they said, what can you do? And I said, well, to fill the space, because, you know, any travel pieces you got planned, any restaurant reviews, everything went... we take the date, every Saturday it goes up.
Mark, I have to interrupt. You're being fact-checked by the people watching. And DJ Blagg says, yes, Alan Dower Blumlein, inventor of binaural stereo sound. Fact-checked, correct.
And if you go on YouTube, I think now again, maybe he can go and check this as well, but I'm pretty sure about this. On YouTube, there is a clip of the first ever use of stereo sound. When he was testing it, this guy Blumlein tested it at, I think it was a train station. It might have been Waterloo, or I've got a feeling it was one of the South London train stations. And he filmed a train going from left to right across the shot,
yeah,
and got the sound to match it, the sound going from right to... And I think that's on YouTube, the first ever clip with stereo sound. And it's something like the 1930s, way earlier than you'd think. You know.
Fantastic. You've sold two copies of Move Along, Please. So that's not bad.
As ever, your commission's in the post, mate.
That's a coffee. Go on. So you're telling the spectator. So everything was gone, was kaput in lockdown.
So we started doing it, and 47 weeks later, we're still doing it, and who knows how long we'll be doing it. But yeah, take the 7 dates from the week's news, and I look at some and find something that happened on that date in a previous year, and just do a little fact about it. So it's
one of them is, and I was thinking about this the other day, I didn't realise it was the 30th anniversary, the mortar attack on Downing Street. I remember that, but I didn't know
why it failed,
how it got scuppered.
A snowfall saved John Major's life.
Amazing.
They'd done their... The IRA fired it. Because I'd always thought, until a couple of years ago I found this out, that the natural place you would think to try and fire something into the garden of Downing Street, or from the back of Downing Street, would be from Horse Guards, because it's a big open space just over the garden wall. No, they were... they fired it from Whitehall, which, for those that know their London geography, will know it has to go over a whole building at the front of Horse Guards, way across that big open expanse, and then into the garden. Well, then to try and hit the building. And so it's a hell of a distance and a hell of an accuracy required.
Yeah.
And they've done their sums. They were firing these mortars from a van with a hole cut in the roof. So they'd done their sums and their trajectories. And, you know, they were the IRA. They knew about how to operate these things and angles of fire. And so they'd done their research in previous days, and someone had gone along a couple of days before and painted a white mark on the pavement, which was exactly where the van had to stop for the accuracy to work, so they'd hit the building. And they knew when the cabinet meeting would be happening, so they would basically take out the whole cabinet. The night before, because it was February, there was a snowfall, full of snow, and so the white mark got covered up on the pavement. So the guy whose job it was to park the van didn't know exactly where he should be, so he got quite close. But the mortar landed in the... Well, two of them missed completely, and one of them landed in the garden.
Incredible.
So were it not for that snow, then John Major may have been killed.
Wow. Incredible. I remember that story so well, but, you know, again, it's a detail you don't know. I have a question. Where are you getting your haircut? Because haircuts are illegal right now, and I could do with one.
Oh, you're saying that mine does look cut? No.
Yes, so. It does look. It looks very... Unless you shaved it at the start of lockdown.
Number one at the start.
Look at that. Yes, it looks great.
It's just my natural gorgeous. There's some boyish charm coming through. Really. I'm trying to think when the last one was. I think I was lucky. The last one was sort of in December, so I'm still only about 6 or 7 weeks. Well, you know, okay. 8 weeks.
And the other thing is, we are recent converts. You probably know this guy, but do you listen to Alan Bezick on BBC Radio Manchester at all?
Name rings the bell.
He
No, I don't listen to it.
He is he's our new find. He's been going for 40 years, and when this show finishes, I go up to bed and I listen. His show starts at 10, and I listen to the start of his show on BBC Sounds.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the last of the old fashioned late night phone-ins. There was a woman phoning up two nights ago. He's a really grumpy northerner, but very dry and very, very quick. And there was a woman phoning up the other day asking what is the difference between a fish and a duck. If you had to define the difference between a fish and a duck, what is it? Can you get fish in lakes? Oh, I didn't know ducks had legs. I've never seen them walk.
Well, I've never seen one getting out.
Now, prank call? Very possibly.
I don't think she was.
She's a regular, isn't she? Yeah, I don't think she was. It was beautiful. Her insanity and his just going along with it.
Tell him about how the conversation went on, and she said, "Oh, you're right, clever. You know all sorts of stuff, random stuff, Alan." And he went, "Well, I think you'll find anyone over the age of four would know that." What did she say?
Oh, yeah, anyone over the age of four would know that ducks are not fish. Because, oh, yeah, yeah, of course, they probably teach it on the curriculum, don't they? So that is our gift to you, Mark, is Alan Bezic.
I'm going to go down and listen.
Sundays to Thursdays, 10 till 1.
And it's, Richard Spendlove,
exactly.
Keen fans of the Spendlove until he departed the airwaves.
Now, there's none of the arrogance with Bezic. He's very much, when it ends, no one's going to care. I'm 72, I'm done. I'm just doing this. So there's none of the entitlement that we miss from Spendlove.
He's just seen out his time.
But I thoroughly recommend it. What, do we know where Spendlove is now?
I think I would know if he died, because he's in my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
I think it would have crossed my radar if Spendlove was no longer with us. So I think he's out, and he would want me to say, I'm sure that he's out there available for work. And I know that you and I would both like to see him return to the airwaves.
Maybe GB News.
Just to go back to the fish thing, have you ever had the No Such Thing as a Fish guys on? Do you know the QI elves?
I do know them. I knew that rang a bell. No, we've not. We've not spoken to them.
Because they are just beautiful in terms of remembering trivia. And with the sort of serious stuff we were saying earlier about how to get maths and this sort of academic material across in the best way, they have just got it nailed, because it's not just... Everyone dismisses trivia as pub facts and so on, and funny stories about Ray Charles crashing his car and whatever. But the best stuff is beautiful. It gets across a serious point. And the reason they call their podcast There's No Such Thing as a Fish is that scientifically there is no such thing as a fish. That it's definitions that you think. And as you just opened that debate up yourself there, the one I always use that fascinates me is, can you tell me in one sentence, even quite a long sentence, what's the difference between a cat and a dog? If you had to explain to a Martian how to tell you and I know instinctively when we see an animal, whether it's a cat or a dog, assuming it's one of the two, but what's the difference? I'm going to let you think about this for as long as...
I've never had sex with a dog.
Whoa.
too soon?
Yeah.
Went for the cheap joke.
Wetness of nose. What, cats don't have wet noses, do they?
On that bombshell, you've just made me really sad, because
everything you thought you knew.
I'm just sat there going, they're the same, aren't they? They're the same.
But what is it in us that enables us to? How do we instinctively know the difference? But we can't, even when we're given a long time to think about it, say how we know what the difference is. This is to get completely pseudo at 2:02 at night. That's what I say when people say, what do you believe in a God? And every time I'm asked that, or the conversation goes round to it, my answer to that is, and this sounds so pseudish, feel free to shoot me as soon as I've said it, the human brain cannot understand the human brain.
Mm.
That's the nearest thing to my definition of God. Do you know what I mean? So I've managed to get from cats and dogs onto God within about 30 seconds.
Well, let's nudge it a little bit further. My I nicked this from Danny Baker years ago. He would always, very often on his radio show, go for a bit of fun, get a dictionary out, look up the definition of the word so, S-O.
Mm.
If you've got a decent dictionary, the definition of so is the longest thing in the book. It goes on and on. It's pages defining a two-letter word.
Well, because it's got so many applications.
Yeah. What do you define it? You know, it's... Mark, it's always a pleasure. I'm going to post your link again. You've sold a couple of books already, which is great.
Oh, honestly, thank you, Ian.
Mark is not here to plug books, you know, but I thoroughly, thoroughly recommend them. Lockdown is going to go on for flipping ages. I would get these. They're a joy. Say my favourite is Move Along, Please, Bus Journey. But they're great, actually. They're all great. They're all different adventures, and you will learn stuff. You will laugh. You'll be really curious as to why his wife just lets him go away. What's going on in that marriage?
I think so. She can just have a little bit of peace and quiet.
I think it is. Just lets him go away on these romps for ages.
The mystery is why she ever lets me come home, really.
And Mark, my sister has just followed you on Twitter, and she says, can he hit me up with some hot trivia? What is your Twitter, please?
My Twitter is at walkthelinesldn, as in London.
Walkthelinesldn. Yeah. Mark, I'm so sorry it took us so long to ask you on. You are welcome. Any time. Let me know what you think of Alan Bezick. I think you might get a laugh out of it.
I'm going to go and have a listen. Cheers, mate. Good to speak again.
See you later on. Cheers, Mark. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Mark Mason, ladies and gentlemen. He's great. Well done for sorting that out. Well done. Was it yesterday? It was Paul. Was it Paul, I think? Who?
Yes, Paul. Business Paul.
Bowlby.
No.
Paul Bowlby.
No.
Paul Bowlby?
No. Bodell.
Okay, I was not that far off. Do not forget Paul Stanley's new album, Soul Station, out in March. I probably will forget it because Paul Stanley's solo albums suck. Let's see if we can get him on, though. Do you want to see if we can get Paul? I tried to get... not Nils Lofgren.
We tried to get him on ages ago when we worked on a proper radio station.
Yeah, we'll get him on this.
We worked on a radio station.
No one's going to interview Paul Stanley about a Paul Stanley album, except for us. Todd Rundgren. Tried to get Todd Rundgren on.
Yeah.
The PR guy didn't even reply. He's trash. We'll do our sponsors in a minute because I've just played some adverts. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. Brett has left us a message. Let's hear Brett's message.
Oh, hi, Johnny. It's Brett. I just want to know, who's your best presenter you worked with? Was it Denise or Lisa? Let me know. Thanks. See ya.
I worked with Denise. She's absolutely delightful. I did a terrible program for Sky. I did actually. Yeah, I worked with both of them. I like them both. I was on a first class flight back from LA, and Denise was on there, and that was the flight that Fergie from the got kicked off because she was pissed up. Downloaded on the Streamlab link, but it's not updated. The Floss, yours came through ages ago. It came through 13 minutes ago. Thank you, Floss. Sorry, I saw that and I meant to mention that. Thank you. Ems, thank you for the resub. Pincushion, thank you for the resub. Drop us a follow. We're trying to get to 1 million follows. We've got 26 days to go. We're at 15,449.
So any day now.
Imagine if we did it. You could eat my ass.
What?
No, because that would teach you a lesson about manners.
No, thanks. I'd rather read a book on manners.
I'm going to... There's a withheld number message. Let's listen to it, but with the volume down so only we hear it, okay? Being too loud for them.
Book of the show was sent to back.
The logbook.
Gosh, it's a long time ago.
Paul Stanley is famously a terrible interview. Hates talking about Kiss. I've interviewed him. He was delightful.
Yeah.
So that's incorrect.
Not so famously then.
Who remembers when Ian looked like Ralph Little? These days he looks more like Jim Royal. Both very.
Alan Clarion, obviously a very attractive man. Let's see you.
Both very handsome men. All right. Okay, that was good. Thank you, Mark.
Mark says, that was a laugh. Thanks so much for having me on again. Shout whenever you want to
repeat. We'd have him on every flipping night.
We would.
I didn't really come prepared with enough Beatles stuff for him. That was my bad, guys. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. This is the Late Night Alternative. It's the only phone-in show on Twitch. You can Skype from around the world. TLNA. The details are up there, including our email, latenightalternative@gmail.com. This show, we can do this show because of your support, your subs, your subscriptions, your donations, and also because of our fab sponsors. And please pull up a chair. We'd like to talk about a couple of our sponsors.
Yeah.
Catherine, talk to me about Abicare.
Abicare, specialist addiction recovery clinics. They've got two bases. They've got one in Gloucestershire, and they've got one in...
It is in Gloucester. And
it's on the outskirts of, right?
Well, it's in Gloucester, and Gloucester's in Gloucestershire as well. So both
well,
are correct.
Well, both of those were correct then. Also Glasgow.
Did you finish that Coke?
No.
Oh, maybe.
I decided to choke instead and then went for the water. If you mention this advert, you get 25% off. They're brilliant.
Rehab. It's a rehab. Recovery, rehabilitation, draggy, draggy doo-doos, no-no-no-no-no-no's.
Is generally the idea. They employ a lot of people who have been in your situation. So if you're going through it, don't think that you're going to be someone's kind of experiment. They've been reading it in textbooks and they're going to try it out on you. They've been there.
They know. They've been there. They've lived it. They've lived. They've walked the lonely path that is addiction.
Mm-hmm. And they know that things can change. So Abbey Care Group, have a chat with them if you're in a situation where you realise it's become unmanageable.
Abbeycare.co.uk. We've also got a great deal on with Surfshark, a VPN. Type an exclamation point, VPN. So VPN, Catherine, tell me.
It's a virtual private network, basically.
Private network. You want to watch Netflix from America?
It protects your IP address, so people can't see where you are, and you could be anywhere in the world. It's good for security if you're doing internet banking. It stops sort of a lot of malware, phishing. No, not phishing. Malware and tracking, that kind of stuff. Ads. Surfshark will eliminate that for you. But yeah, it's very handy. There are a number of applications. People generally know what a VPN is.
We don't know
for,
what
right?
we're allowed to say and what we're not allowed to say. I mean, you can go watch American Netflix.
Exactly. Netflix don't want you to do that because obviously they.
And we're not saying you should, but I'm saying that's what some people do.
But that's what happens.
And we've got a cracking deal. You can get 83% off and 3 months extra for free. Surfshark.deals/TLNA. Late night alternative. Surfshark.deals/TLNA. There's a button as well if you're on your computer. You scroll down. There's three buttons at the top. One is for donations for us. One is Catherine's art. And one is Surfshark. If we get 10 by the end of tonight, including last week and tonight, we get to work with them for another 3 weeks. If we don't get 10, that's the end of the deal and we get a few quid and that's great. If we get more than 10 or more, we get to carry on. If we get 60 or more in the month, we get $1,000 bonus. I'm saying that because I think a lot of people, by the way, it's a great product as well. So don't get me wrong on that. But I think we kind of like to be honest on this. Yeah. We are on a commission, kind of. If we get more than 60, we get $1,000 bonus.
Jim's in the chat. If you want to have a conversation with him about it, says it's brilliant. Glad he bought
Jim
it.
Jim is a renowned liar, though. So I don't know. But yeah, it, 3 months off, 3 months free. 83% off,
yeah.
surfshark.deals/TLNA. If we get 60, if we sell 60, we get a $1,000 bonus.
Yeah.
So if you're hesitating, you're hovering, and you think you might do, you might not, if you do it, there's an incentive. You're helping us out.
Yeah.
Thank you. Rick says, I pay 10 times what they charge. The promotion is on, well, it depends. I'll find out tomorrow if we've done more than 10, in which case it's on for another 3 weeks. I hope that is... helpful.
Have a look at their website if you're tempted and, you can see all the different possibilities there. So there you go.
There we go. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I'm going to take these out while we wait for a phone call. I'm really...
Is that making it better?
Only another 23,000 followers to go tonight to stay on target for the goal. Thank you, Web Surgeon.
He's hoping.
Look at my hair. I'm enjoying being able to do this. I haven't even got any product anymore. It's so heavy now. I don't even need to put any pomade in it. I love it. But I do want a bit of length at the back now. I do want a little bit.
I want a bit less. Why did I decide to cut my hair short just before this? I should have just left it the way it was. I could have got away with just trimming my fringe. But no.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.